Bible stories can be a lot of fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Kemp, California. Bible stories can be a lot of fun. I was minister of a church in El Centro in Southern California for many years. And as I was a minister there, my friend the fire chief and his wife, who were working for the county, said oftentimes walk with me as I would go for a walk in the park. And as we walked in the park, we would talk to people and we would be sharing loving thoughts with them. Well, we were walking along and there were some children playing on the swings and they were shouting at each other, "You think Jesus loves you?" And the other boy said, "Of course he does." And the other boy says, "You just think so. He doesn't love you. You're a bad boy, and Jesus doesn't love bad boys." And then they said, "Hey, mister," aimed their comment at me. He says, "Does Jesus love bad boys?" And I said, "Well, let's ask Jesus. Hey, Jesus, yeah? Do you love bad boys?" "What do you mean, do I love bad boys?" "Well, Jesus, do you love bad boys? Do you love boys who do bad things?" "Well, I love everybody all the time. I love bad boys and good boys and bad girls and good girls, and I love bad people and good people. I love everybody." "Well, Jesus, I didn't think you loved bad boys." "Oh, I don't love the things that bad boys do, but I love the bad boys." "What do you mean by that, Jesus?" "Well, when people do bad things, and they know they're bad things, and the rest of the world thinks they're bad things, those are the things that I don't pay any attention to. But I pay attention only to the things that the people do that are good." "Well, how can you only pay attention to the things that people do that are good, Jesus? I thought you saw everything." "Oh, I see everything. But I only look at those things which are like me." "Well, what things are like you, Jesus?" "Well, I am divine. I am the Christ. And the Christ can only see the good, the beautiful, and the pure everywhere. And everything is good, pure, and beautiful. And if I see anything that is not that way, which is impossible, then I would not be the Christ. And I am the Christ." "Well, Jesus, can I be the Christ?" "Yes, of course, you are the Christ right now. All you have to do, if you want to enjoy being a good boy and living a good life, is listen to God who lives inside of you." "God lives inside of me? Wow!" "Yes, that's right. God lives inside of you. I've been teaching that for 2,000 years and more. I've been teaching that God lives inside of each one of us, and God is each one of us, and we are God, and we can do anything we want to do." "Oh, then I can be a bad boy." "Oh, you can be anything you want to be, because God is everything. But if you are a good boy, what you think is a good boy, you'll be a happy boy. And if you're a bad boy, you'll be an unhappy boy. That's just the way it is." "Oh, Jesus, can I talk to you without this guy here sometimes?" "Oh my, yes, you can talk to me anytime you want, because I'm as near as your heart. I'm as near as your thought. I'm as near as your desire. You just sing on your swings there and say, 'I like me, I like me, I like me, I like God in me, I like me as God, I like Jesus, I like everybody, I like—'" Oh, what a wonderful world it would be if we'd all be on our swings and sing to ourselves, "I like me, I like God in me, I am wonderful." Wouldn't that be a wonderful day? Wow, yes it would. My goodness. And Rudy and his wife looked at me and they said, "Herb, what a great way to teach. What a great way to teach." And I said, "No, Rudy, no, Dina, it's a great way to live." And so it is a great way to live. You too can live that way if you wish. Just like the little boy, "Hey, Jesus, what should I do?" And Jesus spoke right up and answered him because he was listening. Have a good day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.